All right, good evening, Medford. This is DJ EJ, and you are listening to The Archive, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You know what it is. Before we start things off this week, I have some good news and I have some bad news. So we'll do the bad news first, I guess. Unfortunately, DJ Hank cannot make it tonight, so you won't be hearing his banging tunes. I know a lot of you are probably very upset about that. I know I am. So on to the good news. In an attempt to make up for that, I've made a very special playlist for tonight. A lot of it is consisting of the really long songs that are at the top of my personal favorites list. So those will be showing up at the end of this playlist, although since they're really long, the end comes up pretty quickly. To start off this playlist, I'm sure if you are a regular on the archive, you'll know that I always try to play a song that I heard for the first time this past week. And a lot of times in situations like that, I'm kind of racking my brain trying to remember what I heard that this past week. But this week, it was very easy for me. I heard an album by Sparkle Horse, and there was one song that just really hit me. It's pretty rare for a song to hit me that hard when I hear it for the first time, but I don't know, something about this one just really clicked in my head, and I've heard it probably like 10 times since then, so I'll let you hear it, and hopefully you'll enjoy it almost as much as I do. This is Sparkle Horse.
To rise and evolve.
All right, there we go. Sparkle Horse. That song was called Gold Day, and it's from their 2001 album, I believe, called It's a Wonderful Life. I don't know why I've been sleeping on Sparkle Horse for so long. I've always seen them mentioned in like related artists lists for a lot of the artists that are coming up later on this playlist, actually. And I know that they opened for Radiohead on their 1996 tour, but I don't know, I just never thought to listen to them, and I'm so glad I did, because that's a really good song. All right, moving on now. This next one is pretty different, and I'll just let you hear it straight off the bat. This one is by Swans. Okay, that one was A Little God in My Hands by Swans from their 2014 album To Be Kind. I've been listening to a lot of Swans lately, and I haven't been able to play too much from that album, To Be Kind, which is probably my favorite that I've heard from them so far, just because the songs are way too long to fit into like a normal 20-minute set that I have. But tonight, circumstances are different, so I was able to fit one in. Yeah, I love that song. I like how like hypnotic it is at the beginning and how utterly over the top like the horns and the synths and such at the end are. Kind of has like a National Anthem by Radiohead vibe with all of the blaring horns that are being as noisy as they possibly can. This next song is a little bit quieter, but it still does have horns actually. I did not plan that, but that's the way it goes. This one is by Talk Talk.
Thank you.
Okay, so that one was The Rainbow by Talk Talk, and that is the first track off of their 1988 album, The Spirit of Eden. A lot of people claim that album invented the entire genre of post-rock, which I kind of would agree with. And their frontman, Mark Hollis, was famous for having said, learn how to play one note before you learn how to play two. And don't play any notes at all unless you have a reason to. And I think that definitely can be seen or heard in that song in particular. And also that song has one of the coolest harmonica solos I think I've ever heard. So I forgot to mention earlier, but that song was the beginning of my all-time favorite 9-minute long songs. So you fortunately have 3 more to come after this. But before we get into those, let's have our hourly PSA.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is! Oh, and get this, she even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah, adopt some pets. And keep playing with your cell phones or whatever. Okay. So this next one, let's just get straight into it. This is by Mercury Rev.
I see you, you and me, snow as a creation.
All right, that was Frittering by Mercury Rev from their 1991 debut album, Yourself is Steam. Not too much to say about that one, I guess. Just some excellent guitar playing, some great noisy solos. One of the best chord progressions I know of, to be honest. And I absolutely love that section, like 5 or 6 minutes in, where it gets all quiet for a second. And then just waves of noisy guitars come back in. It's really excellent. All right, this next song is actually really special because I think if somebody walked up to me and held a gun to my head and said, "Tell me what your favorite song is right now," I would probably have to say this one. It's pretty devastating, pretty depressing, dark, but just about everything about it is perfect, in my opinion. But I'll let you be the judge for yourselves. This is by Red House Painters.
Talked of our side. separately, and we went off separately. I found your overseas souvenirs, holiday greeting cards, and some long forgot high school fears. It's all in my head, I said, banging the piano. I've not been so alone, I thought, since kicking in the womb. I drank so much tea, I wrote my letters in kanji. Around the block I walked and walked, pretending you were with me. Not wanting to die out here without you.
Me a lifetime without holding to
let's just let that all sink in for a few moments. Okay, that was Medicine Bottle by Red House Painters. It's the second track off their 1992 debut album, Down Colorful Hill. Like I said before, I think everything about that song is absolutely perfect. The lyrics are probably the most noteworthy aspect. He, being Mark Kozelek, manages to be really emotional, I guess, and depressing, but without seeming overly melodramatic and disingenuous, which is pretty rare in my opinion. I love all like the reoccurring lyrical fragments, like it's all in my head, it's all in her head, all that kind of thing. And he mentions that there was a poem left on a bed and he starts reading the lines from it. There is no more mystery. Just some really, really impressive poetry right there. And that's not to say musically it's lacking at all. I think the chords are great. The sonic textures are great. I love how they use all these distorted guitars, but not really for volume, just for sound and texture. All the feedback that keeps ringing in during pauses, like that louder section, the louder instrumental section at like 6 minutes in, I don't know. But if I wasn't live on air right now, I just might go and hit the replay button on that and just sit here for another 10 minutes, just taking it all in. Every single time I listen to that track, I just can't get over how good it is. And yeah, there's really nothing quite like it. Maybe Katie's song off their next album is close, but not really. But anyway, enough of me gushing over Medicine Bottle. By the way, you should definitely look up the lyrics to it online, because just reading the lyrics as like a standalone poem and not even with the music is quite an experience, I think. Enough of Medicine Bottle now. This, unfortunately, is going to be my last track for tonight, and it is by Yola Tango. So I should have time to talk about it after it's over, but so let's just assume I will. So if you tuned in late or anything, this has been DJ EJ on the archive, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford TUS Freeform Radio. And like I said, this is Yola Tango to close off my set. Enjoy. All right, and there we have it. That was Blue Line Swinger by Yola Tango, and that is the closing track on their 1995 album Electro Pura, as it is the closing track on my set for tonight. I think that has to be one of the most beautiful, joyous, again, noisy songs that I know of. I really can't get enough of those extended 90s noisy, poppy guitar jams. Between that and Frittering, you've had close to 20 minutes of it. Yola Tango. I think Georgia Hubley has a perfect voice for that. Although, when I was listening to it just now, I realized that I have absolutely no idea what she's saying. I've never looked up the lyrics, so your guess is as good as mine, I guess. So that about does it. One more thing. Yola Tango is from Hoboken, New Jersey, which is like a half hour away from where I live. And actually, that reminds me, unfortunately, I will be home in New Jersey for spring break for the next 2 weeks. So DJ Hank will be flying solo next week and the week after. But I will be back in 3 weeks. That's a long time. Wow. I'm sure I'll have plenty of new music to be playing then. Anyway, thanks for hanging around with me. Hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, this is The Archive, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. And have a good night. I'll see you all in 3 weeks.